producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I think the most important thing that should go through their mind is we're home. Let's play. Let's play the way we can play. That's the kind of team we were. The bottom line with us, we were, you know, we lost the first two, but we were good, you know, and we knew we can win. You got to be able to go into the game knowing that you can win.
You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Maybe that's what he's saying. There's Daryl Strawberry, who was a former New York Met, the all-star Daryl Strawberry, up with some advice for the current team. The New York Mets are in the World Series, and the World Series has come to New York this weekend. And I think, as I recall looking at stories and understanding scores and stuff, it appears that the Mets are behind 2-0. So, number 10 this week, the World Series, what's going on in Major League Baseball, in the world of sports in general. That's where we get started on the countdown, the talk radio countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the TRCS for the week ending Friday, October the 30th. All the big stories, the top 10 talk topics, if you will, based on research conducted by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is in, Talkers Magazine is part of Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. All things talk in America, the premier publication, sort of the radio industry's go-to guys for talk radio. So what they've done is monitor talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country to come up with this list. So we've determined what the list is. We'll spend this hour, as we normally do every week at this time, going from number 10 to number 1 with various examples from the programs themselves. And the World Series is at number 10.
Number 9.
The Tarantino film boycott. This is talk host Dom Giordano in Philadelphia talking to John McBeesby from Philadelphia's Fraternal Order of Police about their joining with New York police in boycotting Quentin Tarantino's latest film.
Tell me what you're doing around this.
Well, I mean, we received a word from Pat Lynch from the from the police union up in New York is what they did, and we felt that we should, I mean, we definitely should follow in their footsteps, especially since Officer Holder was not even laid properly to rest yet, and they're marching. This guy flies all the way from California to New York to participate in a march, and everybody has the right to march, but don't blanketly call all police officers murderers, and I mean, every life matters. But the bottom line is that we're going to be against this guy Tarantino, whatever he participates in, whether he's in the movie, whether he's producing the movie, whether he has any hand in it at all. We felt that we need to support our brothers and sisters in law enforcement, both in L.A. and in New York, in what they're doing.
All right, I agree with that, John, but let me take you to and just open up another area with this.
Sure.
How about he was speaking at a Black Lives Matter, essentially, that sort of movement rally. Is the FOP going to call out these politicians who are giving credence to a movement that is at best anti-cop, is at worst a hateful group? We play the sound constantly, John, of some of these marches where they're saying, what do we want, dead cops? When do we want them now? And many of them, the National Democratic Party, is going to give them a town hall, Black Lives Matter.
Well, that's absolutely absurd. I mean, I believe that all lives matter, number one, but our police officers out there are doing a great job in a very, very difficult climate today. And on top of that, we will be out there opposing all these politicians. We have been screaming about it. Luckily, that movement hasn't moved too much in Philadelphia. I don't know whether our people are above that or not, but we haven't. It hasn't caught much here. And I don't know whether you agree or not, Don, but I haven't seen it that much.
Well,
we're out there. We're out there pounding away.
Number 8.
Number 8 item this week on the countdown is the celebration of Halloween, which comes up this weekend. Here's radio talk host Joel Riley with Kathy Grannis. She's from the National Retail Federation. They discuss how much we have spent this year on Halloween objects.
From what I'm reading, Kathy, we're really not expected to spend as much money this year on Halloween as past. Actually, we're expecting consumers to spend about what they did last year, very similar in how they approach their celebrations and their spending. And we really think that the majority of the reason is because we have seen this incredible growth in popularity over the last few years, and we've reached this point where most average Americans are saying that they're just good with what they have, and they don't need to stock up this year.
So how much money are we going to spend likely on Halloween costumes and candy and festivities this year?
The average person in our survey said that they would spend about $74, and that is compared to about $77 last year. So, again, not a huge difference. But, you know, I think the important thing to remember is that there are, you know, four or five good weeks when it comes to shopping for Halloween. So a lot of people have already spent a lot of that budget already with just a few short days left.
Yeah. Has anybody done any polling on fun-size candy really not being that fun?
No, not specifically.
Okay, because there's nothing fun about small candy, is there? I mean, stand with me on this, Kathy. Nobody wants a little candy bar. They want a big candy bar that takes more than a gulp.
I don't know. Maybe what if you're watching your nutrition?
Well, then don't trick or treat. Leave me alone. Don't steal all my fun. Good grief.
Oh, I think there's plenty of reason for it.
Okay. Well, now as far as costuming goes, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, this and that, but pet costumes really are still kind of a growth area, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah. We found that people will spend about $350 million on pet costumes this year, and you know, it's more than just heading to your local specialty store or discount store. Some people are even getting in on the specialty action and looking for those specialty pet costumes that you can only find online or making their own. And, you know, we're actually hearing a lot this year about the family costume, which would include the pet. So, like, a family of Star Wars will hit the streets this year, and that includes, you know, their favorite little four-legged friend.
Yeah, the tutus. Look for those tutus as well. And then maybe you've seen the story from Los Angeles of Rick Polizzi's front yard. Quite a spectacle. He spends $12,000 a year on this child-friendly haunted house, which you can probably see online. Has been all over the place every night for the past 10 days. 4,000-plus visitors have come to this neighborhood to experience what he calls Boney Island, a fright-free Halloween house. He started with this, took his daughter to the first haunted house. It didn't go well. They ran out screaming. And so this fellow, who used to work for The Simpsons as an animator, came up with something that was better, or so he thought. And if you see the pictures of it, it's quite quite a production, quite interesting. And I'm with that. I like that, the idea of a fright-free Halloween, something that's fun for younger children who are going to celebrate Halloween. Let's do it that way. All right, coming up next, number 7 here on our Talk Radio Review.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. News testimonials and actor portrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
There's a lot to love about the fall season. Unfortunately, it shares the calendar with something we don't love, cold and flu season. Walmart can help you be ready with low prices on everything you need, like Halls cough drops, Kleenex tissues, and Vicks Vapor Rub. By taking simple steps like stocking up now, your family won't be caught off guard when the coughing starts in the middle of the night. So be ready to save the day for your family and celebrate what's great about fall. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Number 7.
Number 7 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show is a focus on South Carolina and what went on in that school earlier this week and then the subsequent firing of the police officer involved. Earlier on the Good Day show, my weekly Good Day program, I talked to Kevin Cohen, who's the owner from our affiliate, The Point, in Columbia, South Carolina. We talked about the police officer that had been fired after he appeared in these viral videos flipping this young woman out of her chair in the classroom.
They had to let Ben Fields go. I think really there was no alternative. The video was just too compelling, and even though he was a fairly decorated deputy, there was just no way to get around what, unfortunately for him, was one really bad move in a good career. So he's been let go. His attorney has said that they thought that while obviously the video said one thing, he felt like he acted within proper protocol. So we'll see what happens. Both sides of the lawyer up, and the next battle will probably end up in court, not so much in the media.
Well, he picked a student up and he threw her across the room. That's not proper technique. That's what the sheriff said when he fired
Absolutely.
Ben Shields, and that seems appropriate. Somebody said to me, who heard you on, this is, I'm sure, meant lovably, that it sounded like you were, because of where you are and who you are, very protective of the police.
I would say that I'm not protective. I would say that I'm supportive of law enforcement as a rule because I believe that I've never met a cop that went into law enforcement to get rich or because they wanted just to have ultimate power. Most of the law enforcement, most of first responders, whether it's firefighters or emergency response folks, they're the ones who are always running into danger while I'm the first guy scattering like a cockroach. So I try to give credit where credit is due. And in this case, they've earned it. For the most part, the guys who wear the blue do a great job, and unfortunately, it only takes a couple to that go rogue to give police officers a bad name. But for the most part, I think cops do a great job. I don't.
And I'm not sure I even subscribe to this guy going rogue. I just think he wasn't trained well. He didn't belong there, and there seems to be a good argument, at least from what I can read, that the school administrator didn't handle this well at all. And I think the sheriff addressed that, from what I heard. In the press, were you at the press gathering?
What did
you
get? I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, that's a good point, Doug. There's no reason why a school or a school administrator needs to call in that type of reinforcement just to get a student removed from a classroom. A police officer, a school resource officer, should be there when there is a sign of trouble, legitimate threat to other students or teachers' safety. They're not there to have to help escort a child out of a class. If you can't handle that as a teacher or as an administrator, you've got bigger issues.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item on our countdown for the week of the 30th of October, last week of October, is a focus on this the posturing out in the South China Sea where the U.S. had a naval ship that went close to an island that China says is theirs. Here's Talk host Greg Garrison talking to Francis Martel from Breitbart News about China's outrage regarding our presence, that is the U.S. presence, in the South China Sea.
The Chinese government strongly condemning presence of a U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer in the South China Sea as an illegal entry. Now, I've been in and around the rules with regard to sovereignty in where oceans are concerned forever. Sometimes somebody will claim a 200-mile limit, but as far as I know, the conventions worldwide are more like 3 or maybe 10 or maybe 20. They can huff and puff all they want to, but by what authority can they be claiming that this is their sea? This is has threatened China's sovereignty and security interests and has put the safety of personnel on the reefs in danger. What happened here?
Well, China claims that the entire South China Sea is Chinese sovereign territory, not international waters, and the entire world seems to disagree with them. No nation has come to support China in the United Nations. The countries in the region that dispute that China controls these waters, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, they've attempted to go to the UN and to resolve this in an international court. China has always said no because they know they're going to lose. So instead of making any actual claims, other than I know the Chinese government has it's come up with these ancient maps that they've found in old museums claiming that, you know, the word China is on the map, therefore this is our water. It's transparently a land grab or a sea grab, I guess, because a lot of that territory is considered to be oil rich. It's probably full of resources. It's a very rich fishing territory, and they want to control it. So what they're doing now is they're building artificial islands, putting military assets in that region, and
whenever, for example, a Vietnamese fishing ship or a Filipino ship roams around that territory, the Chinese military will either threaten it or Chinese ships will ram into the fishing vessels and sink them.
Oh, wow.
So just using force, yeah. At least two or three Vietnamese fishing boats have been sunk by Chinese vessels as a way to keep them out of that region. So it's pure force that they're using to use this territory. Now, they can't do that to a U.S. Navy, you know, a giant ship like the one that we just deployed. So instead, they're just, railing in state media and issuing these incredibly harsh statements saying that the United States is violating their sovereignty because they know they can't just use force against the U.S. Navy. And it'll be interesting to see how this develops because Obama is actually challenging China on this, which is a surprise to everyone, I think.
Yeah, that's not quite consistent with leading from behind, is it?
Exactly. It's so, you know, we expect the Obama administration to try to use some form of diplomacy the way they do and everything else, you know, send Kerry out there to say some bland statement. But now they're actually using the military to tell China, hey, back off of this land. And I think everyone, including China, is surprised.
One of the things also surprising from China this week, the announcement that it was ending its one-child policy at the Communist Party leadership meeting this past Thursday. A lot of people are talking about that. Hasn't made it into the top 10, but it is something worthy of note. 28 past the hour on this week's Countdown.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Daylight savings time is the perfect time to save energy and money at Ace, because now through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs, only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select bright LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores through November 1st. See store for details.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with our overview this hour of the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the 10 big talk topics of the week. The World Series is number 10 as we review where we are at this point, midway in the countdown. At number 9, the protest by East Coast police officers aimed at Quentin Tarantino. Halloween in general and costumes, by the way, you'll be happy to know that you can get Scary Face pancakes free for your children at the IHOP nearest you. All right, don't forget that. All right, so that's number 8. Number 7, the South Carolina situation with a police officer and the incident in school that a lot of people are talking about. China and our naval posturing with them is at number 6. So now it's time for us to move into the second half from number 5 to number 1.
Number 5.
And the Syrian conflict continues to get lots of attention as well. It ought to. Here's radio host Garland Robinette, who was in New Orleans talking to analyst Brian Katulis about ISIS, Syria, and oil, and the rumors that soon we will have, the United States will have boots on the ground there.
I've been reading since September about ISIS. 12 refineries, Iraq and Syria, in Iraq and Syria, producing hundreds of barrels a day and selling to a lot of people, including our allies, Kurds, Turkey, even some to their enemies, Syria, Iraq. If we can't put troops on the ground to win a conventional war, if at this point we have no way of creating sanctuary zones, if we can't hit, destroy infrastructure because of environmental concerns and kill civilians, are we really going to let ISIS keep pumping oil?
Well, it's not only the fact that they're pumping the oil, but that oil gets to market.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're actually having an event on Monday that's looking at the terror finance, not only for ISIS, but for a lot of the extremist groups. Right. So, you know, I think we've seen some hits and some targeting of some of the oil refining and capacity places inside of Syria, but not many.
From what I've seen.
Very few. But the bigger issue also is the networks of different smugglers and criminal networks that are working from Syria and Iraq into Turkey and getting the oil to the market. I think there are efforts to try to crack down on it, but they're not as strong as they could be. But look, the bigger picture issue is, look, what's going on in the Middle East today is something that's qualitatively different from what we've seen in the last century. And that's the rise of different non-state and proto-state, actors like the Islamic State that are trying to be like states. And they're essentially helping crumble a state system. We've seen not only parts of Iraq and most of Syria collapse, but if you look broadly around the region, we have a collapsing state structure in Yemen, and there's no real state authority in Libya. And the point I wanted to stress is that all of these moves, whether it's trying to cut off financing for different groups like ISIS, are important, but there's a bigger story going on here. And it's that governments in the region that have more money and that are more internally cohesive, that have less divisions, like Iran, like Saudi Arabia, are going after each other in a proxy war. They're funding proxies and non-state groups. They're offering all sorts of financing and arms. And when those state actors are doing that, you know, it's very hard for the U.S. to go in and, say we're going to do X, Y, and Z, whether it's a state safe zone. And that's why I think President Obama has been largely, he's very cautious, but very judicious, because I think he understands the slippery slope of even putting a few thousand troops into theater. You said you served in Vietnam. I think one of the lessons I think we've learned from Vietnam is that, there is the risk of slippery slopes, and I don't see that with this president. Even if he put in a few thousand troops into Iraq, I don't see there's a grave risk in the next year that the U.S. would ever return to a scenario like we had in Iraq before, and certainly not Vietnam. It's just not worth it to us to expend our most precious assets, including ground troops, in conflicts like this, when, back to my broader point, the region itself is tearing itself apart.
Number four item on our talk radio review is the skirmishes we're in the Middle East. Let's talk about where the Russians are and where the U.S. are militarily. Here's radio talk host Bob Franz with analyst Edward Terzansky. They discuss Russian ships and submarines now that are around our undersea data cables. So this has nothing to do with the Middle East, or does it?
Why are these Russian ships near these undersea cables that, as I understand it, carry almost all global internet communications?
It's another sign, or a show, I should say, by Vladimir Putin that he can poke a finger in the eye of the United States, and there's nothing that will be done in response. And he's really telegraphing signals to the Europeans. They're the ones who, in large part, have gotten in the way of what he wanted to do in Ukraine, what he's looking to do in the Baltic states, and he's sending a signal to them that just the way in Syria today you have Russian jets flying over Syrian and now Iraqi airspace, and that they told the United States to stay out of the way, and we had to take the lesson because we're not going to push back. The same thing happens here. He can go next to these cables and say, listen, I can live without this much longer than you can, and there is absolutely nothing that your friend and protector, the United States, will do to me as a result.
And quite frankly, as sad and as embarrassing as it is to say, Ed, he's right. The President of the United States hasn't stood up to him with respect to Crimea when he annexed that from Ukraine. Obviously, as you mentioned, with Syria, he has been poking the finger of the eye of Barack Obama for 7 years.
It's even worse, Bob, because remember, the administration had as its cornerstone in terms of foreign policy this whole notion of a Russia reset. So Hillary Clinton showed up with the Staples Easy button where they had written what they thought was the word reset, because it was going to be the reset button for relations with Russia. Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, is laughing because they had the wrong word. They had the word overcharged instead. So they didn't do their homework on even this cheap publicity stunt. But all along, every time Obama has said, I'm going to be much nicer in my rhetoric, I'm going to be much less confrontational than the Bush administration was, and this is going to give
cowboy diplomacy, they called it.
Absolutely. All along, all it has gotten him is the back of the hand. And Putin has been far from helpful. You would be the administration could not come up with any practical illustration of where the Russians have been helpful. And when pressed, they say, well, they helped with the Iran deal. How is that to the benefit of the United States?
Number three, Adam, on our countdown this week, the budget deal. Here's L.A. host Doug McIntyre with Congressman Thomas McClintock of California. They discussed the budget deal that John Boehner orchestrated with the administration and what the fallout is going to be.
A big bargain was struck, raising the debt ceiling for the umpteenth time, pushing the country further trillions behind. And it's hard for me not to be cynical about this. Paul Ryan, the incoming House Speaker, presumptive House Speaker, was filled with righteous indignation over this, saying the process stinks. But how can I be anything other than cynical, Congressman, that this was a workout where Boehner would take the heat and this would lift the pressure off of Paul Ryan to make some kind of a budget deal right out of the box?
No, actually, I think Paul Ryan is being absolutely sincere. Don't forget, he was budget chairman before he chaired the Ways and Means Committee. He understands how dangerous this agreement is. The problem is, this is John Boehner's last hurrah, and the only good thing about it is it's the last damage that John Boehner can ever do to our country.
What kind of relationship do you have with have you had with John Boehner in Congress? Because obviously, there have been a lot of things that Boehner has signed off on that you support.
Well, the Hill, which is one of the Capitol publications, did an article a couple of years ago called The 12 Thorns in John Boehner's Side. I am one of those thorns.
Well, he's obviously on his way out. Now, what does this mean for the country? I don't understand why we have a debt ceiling if we're going to continue to raise it.
The debt ceiling is like a credit limit. When we're spending more than we're taking in, as we have done chronically under this administration, in fact, the national debt has nearly doubled under this administration, you have to increase the amount of debt that is authorized. When you do that, you should be reviewing the factors that are driving that debt and revise those policies. That's what the debt limit is supposed to do. Instead, what they've done in this case is simply they don't raise the debt limit; they eliminate the limit altogether until March of 2017, which means this administration, throughout the rest of its term, can borrow whatever it wants without returning to Congress for permission or asking, you know, why is it that we continue to spend beyond our means when we are already carrying a record debt relative to our economy. I mean, the size of the debt we're carrying already is relative to our economy is what Greece was carrying as recently as 2007. So we're not that far behind Greece.
Well, the numbers are very interesting when it gets down to the brass tacks of all of this, the amount of money that's being borrowed. He said that the amount of debt has almost doubled in the current administration, which is true, but there was no debt when Bill Clinton left office. I'm not doing a ha-ha, hoo-hoo for Bill Clinton, but the first half of the debt that we have right now was engineered around the Iraq War and the Bush administration, something to keep in mind. Also, Senator Rand Paul's so-called filibuster against the budget, a move that his campaign had hyped, remember, during the week, and which the senator used as a rallying cry at the debate this week. It wasn't much of a filibuster at all. As a matter of fact, it was winning a long speech. He took to the Senate floor in the afternoon about 2:45, ended his remarks less than 20 minutes later. So it was not a big to-do. And in the meantime, he was raising money. During the debt ceiling filibuster, he asked his followers to donate $20.16 to send a message in the Twitter that I'm in the tweet I'm looking at to the Washington machine, as it were. All right, so there's the story of what's going on in the debt. The new House Speaker in the focus on the countdown next.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Hey, it's Burt Jacobs here at Life is Good. Most people know Life is Good for our optimism and our t-shirts, but we're also helping kids overcome violence, poverty, and illness. Right now, we're raising over $1 million for kids who really need it. We want your help. In fact, we need your help. And here's all you have to do. Just hashtag Grow the Good on Instagram or Twitter and show us a picture of something good that happened today. For every hashtag Grow the Good, we'll donate another dollar for kids who really need it. You can learn more at lifeisgood.com.
Number two this week on the Talk Radio Review is the ascension of Paul Ryan to the speakership. Here's host Alex Silverman talking to CBS correspondent Stephen Portnoy about Ryan's plan now that he's the new Speaker of the House.
Paul Ryan said very bluntly, the House is broken. What did he say is going to change now that he's running things?
Well, the key thing, Alex, is he's pledging for a return to what they call regular order. And that's pretty much the idea right out of Schoolhouse Rock, that bills originate in committee, they go on to the floor, they get reconciled with bills on the other side of the Capitol in the Senate, and then they wind up on the president's desk. The key complaint of conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus has been that Speaker John Boehner has been conducting closed-door negotiations with Democrats behind the backs of conservatives and at the last minute putting these bills on the floor that the rank and file cannot amend. And Paul Ryan said today that when, quote, we rush to pass bills that a lot of us don't understand, we aren't doing our jobs. Paul Ryan is pledging that the rank and file will, going forward, be part of the process.
Did Paul Ryan give any sense of how he's going to handle these members of the Freedom Caucus who wanted to oust John Boehner?
Well, if, what we've seen over the past couple of weeks is any indication, Ryan is intending to be a magnanimous figure, someone who is willing to reach out, spend time, hear people out. Remember, Paul Ryan has spent most of his life here on Capitol Hill. He started as a young aide, a low-level staffer, and studied almost as an apprentice here on the Hill. Worked his way up in the ranks, having been elected to Congress to represent the 1st District of Wisconsin in 1998, and he became the chairman of the Budget Committee, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and now as Speaker, he has the ability and the experience to actually craft some significant pieces of legislation if he can actually make it happen. He said that he is not afraid to take on the hard tasks, perhaps even entitlement reforms. He has proposed, controversially, plans to reform Medicare and Social Security. Well, at least he has the wherewithal in the background to actually read these bills, understand them, write them himself if he has to.
All right. That's number two, so you're excited to find out what number one is, and that'll happen in a few moments here on this week's Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item this week in conversation on News Talk Radio stations with program hosts was the debate held on CNBC this past Wednesday. Here from our Countdown affiliate KQTH in Tucson, Arizona, host John Justice talking to political analyst Katie Pavlich about the job the moderators did this week at the debate, or if you want to call it a discussion, whatever you want to call it.
We were focusing on the CNBC moderators in this whole thing, and I was talking with a group of people in the hall before the show started, and it seems as if the debates kind of have been ramping up and ramping up and ramping up, and then the moderators, we found the line that you don't cross, and it seems to me like they were acting like a bunch of talk show hosts. It was really bizarre the way that they posed the questions and the questions that they posed to the candidates.
It was pathetic. I mean, I was in the press spin room in Boulder, and the reporters and journalists who were in that room were visibly irritated with the way the debate was handled. A, because immediately when it started, it went off the rails in terms of them controlling the conversation.
Right.
And they were talking over each other and interrupting candidates, you know, a lot. And then, of course, the types of questions that they asked were absurd and really in line with, you know, a Democratic attack research team, rather than, you know, simply pointing out positions and asking candidates to expand, they were attacking them. And also, they just looked really unprepared. You know, one of the moderators called out Rubio for, I believe it was a tax plan.
Right.
And weeks ago, the moderator wrote something about how that was a point that people shouldn't be attacking him for. And then the female moderator, she, you know, was right about a point, but because she got some pushback and wasn't sure, she then apologized on air and then came back 30 minutes later to clarify that she was actually correct. I mean, it just looks really sloppy, unprofessional. But at the same time, you know, the RNC has a choice. They have a choice to work with anything NBC affiliated, and they made that choice. And CNBC is affiliated with MSNBC and NBC, which are not friendly to Republicans. And I think Ted Cruz said it best when he said, look, none of these people who are moderating have any interest in in voting in a Republican primary, and the questions that they're asking are absurd and ridiculous. And up until this point, we've seen Republicans going after each other, right, for months. You know, the debate started out with Republicans going after each other a little bit, but as soon as the moderators took the turn that they did, the moderator or the candidates united together, and it was them versus the moderators, right, and they finally stopped attacking each other.
Hey, it's a pretty good summation of what happened. Here's a talk host Rick Daniels with Jane Foy talking to CBS's Howard Ehrenstein about how the candidates did in the overall debate.
The undercard debate. You know what? I've heard very little about that today. What was your opinion of that? Give us the highlights.
Well, you know, I sat through some of it, but Lindsey Graham got in some good blows. He talked about, you know, if he's commander in chief, he's going to go to China with an open fist and an open hand, and you know, I'm going to take. He used this word that if parents in the car, please turn off their radios. He used the word. He said crap. You know, so he's trying to make an impression. I don't know. It's a show.
Well,
what can I say? It's a reality show.
It is a reality show.
Donald Trump came out the winner.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. If it's a reality show, Trump had to be the winner.
Well, in the polls, people voted for him the winner. Pundits seemed to think it was either Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz, who both had pretty good moments during the debate. Marco Rubio stood up to an attack from Jeb Bush where he said that, you know, he is running for president of the United States and he doesn't have to show up for votes if he doesn't want to. But Jeb Bush didn't come back at him. So some people are asking this morning if Jeb Bush really sounded the death knell for his campaign. You know, it's already, you know, it's got problems.
It seemed that way, and he just seemed almost disinterested in a way.
Well, there you go. I mean, that was your impression. I think a lot of people thought about that as well. And he came out, apparently he said to CNN that he's not a performer. Well, he's going to have to be one if he wants to be president of the United States. Overall, I think it was an interesting debate. I certainly was able to pay attention. There were some very good moments. There were winners. But, you know, we're talking about Donald Trump and Ben Carson, who stood in the middle and sort of withstood most of, if any, attacks. There was very little Kasich tried to attack Trump. But, you know, they made their points, and the poll said that Trump won.
All right, there you go. For those of you who want to do a hip, hip, hooray for Donald Trump, the GOP, the debate itself, I don't want to call it a debate, discussion, presentation, most talked about item this week in the Talk Radio Review. So recapping World Series and Major League Baseball sports in general, number 10, the Tarantino film boycott, number 9, Halloween, number 8, South Carolina school situation is 7, naval posturing with the U.S. and China, number 6, Syrian conflict 5, the Russian military skirmishes with us, number 4, budget deal 3, and Paul Ryan 2, and the GOP debate.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gobble.